Today is Thursday, August 6th. What to know today about the aftermath of the Beirut explosion and the international effort to help that city now in mourning. And the world looks back on the Hiroshima bombing 75 years later. Plus, the latest controversy and confusion surrounding mail-in voting. Which state is the first to roll out Apple and Google's contact tracing tech? And Instagram debuts its version of TikTok. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. New details about the massive blast in Beirut that was so powerful it shattered windows more than a mile away. As of early this morning, at least 137 people have now been confirmed dead and 5,000 people were hurt. ABC News reports at least one American was among those killed. Emergency workers are still digging through the rubble, so Lebanon's president warned the death toll will likely go up again. The massive explosion caused billions of dollars worth of damage, and Beirut city governor says it left about 300,000 people homeless. The United Nations has promised to support Lebanese hospitals as they struggle to deal with the emergency. Three hospitals were damaged by the blast, and the others are at capacity and overwhelmed. The UN already sent specialists to Beirut to help. Medical equipment was flown in from Greece, Kuwait, Turkey, and elsewhere. The EU also plans to send firefighters to help search crews. The New York Times went through more than 70 videos of the explosion and found it started as a raging fire in the warehouse. Remember, that's where nearly 3,000 tons of ammonium nitrate had been stored. That's a highly explosive material that's used in fertilizers and in bombs. Well, the fire turned into an explosion, a smaller one at first, and then, less than a minute after that, the massive blast. People who manage the ammonium nitrate storage have now been placed under house arrest. The government is looking into possible negligence, and they're working to figure out the exact cause. Well, today marks 75 years since the world's first atomic bombing. It was on August 6, 1945, when the United States dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima, Japan. The city was destroyed, and 140,000 people were killed. Of course, the U.S. also dropped a second bomb 3 days later on Nagasaki, killing another 70,000 people. Just days later, Japan surrendered, ending World War II. Of course, the bombings are viewed as tragedies around the world. In Hiroshima, survivors and their relatives got together for a small ceremony. Both Hiroshima's mayor and Japan's prime minister spoke to the crowd. The mayor used the occasion to urge world leaders to commit to getting rid of nuclear weapons, and Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says he's working on it. However, he said a nuclear-free world cannot be achieved overnight, and it has to start with dialogue among world leaders. Though the United Nations Secretary General disagrees, saying the only way to eliminate nuclear risk is to eliminate nuclear weapons, not just talk about it. The nation's third largest school district announced its back-to-school plan. Chicago Public Schools will be online only until at least November. Several other school districts have already made the same call, like Los Angeles, Miami, Houston, and Washington, D.C. As for high school athletics, it's obviously tough to move those online, so some sports programs are getting canceled altogether. High school football will not be happening at least until 2021 in states like California, Colorado, Minnesota, and Maryland. We could start seeing more colleges cancel the 2020 football season as well. In fact, UConn made that call this week. Axios expects many more to follow. Meanwhile, around the country, the number of deaths from COVID-19 is going up. CBS News reports a 24% increase in deaths last week compared to the week before. Things could start to get a little better, though. During that same time, the U.S. saw a 9% decrease in the number of new COVID-19 cases. Well, we're now just 88 days away from the general election, and still there's a lot of controversy about how Americans will vote. For starters, the Trump administration filed a lawsuit hoping to stop Nevada from automatically sending all voters mail-in ballots. Nevada lawmakers approved that new plan this week because of the pandemic, saying you shouldn't have to choose between your health and democracy. But President Trump accused Nevada's governor of using the coronavirus crisis to, quote, steal the election. Trump argues the post office will not be able to handle the traffic of mail-in votes, and the move makes it harder for Republicans to win any race in Nevada. Now, it is worth noting, Politico and The Washington Post have cited a Stanford study published earlier this year that shows mail-in voting in the U.S. does not benefit either party over the other. Also, even though Trump is against Nevada's new plan, arguing it's too big of a change, he is encouraging his supporters to vote by mail in the key swing state of Florida, where voters must request the mail-in ballots as they always have. The post office says it's working closely with state and local officials to prepare for the surge of mail-in voting across the country. and that when November 3rd comes, it'll be ready. Though the Postal Service is urging people to vote as early as possible. Exact rules and deadlines vary by state. All right, we have more news coming up, but first let's take a quick break for our sponsor. Do you ever feel like you want something similar to what The Newsworthy is for news, but for nonfiction books, where you get the key things to know in just about 10 or 15 minutes? If so, say hello to a unique app called Blinkist. Blinkist gives you the best key takeaways from over 3,000 nonfiction bestsellers in over 27 categories. Blinkist condenses them down into blinks, where you can read or listen in just 15 minutes. For me, Blinkist complements my regular reading. I'll be taking my time getting through a full book while also getting additional knowledge, tips, and perspectives from a variety of books on Blinkist. Check out the bestseller Why We Sleep for the science behind sleep, or learn more from Mark Cuban with How to Win at the Sport of Business. And Blinkist has a special offer. Go to Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial and get 25% off a Blinkist premium membership and up to 65% off audiobooks that are yours to keep forever. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to get 25% off a premium membership and a 7-day free trial. Now, back to the news. Remember how Apple and Google teamed up to create contact tracing technology because of the pandemic? Well, it's finally being used in the U.S. Virginia is the first state to create a COVID-19 tracking app that works with Apple and Google's new software. It's free and available in Apple and Android app stores for people in Virginia. Once someone downloads the app, it relies on Bluetooth to recognize when it comes close to someone else that uses the app. Then, if one of the smartphone owners gets sick, the app will immediately send an alert to all the phones on their log. The hope is it'll help people isolate themselves faster before even more people are exposed to the virus. It also doesn't rely as much on people's memories or the health workers who have to make contact tracing calls. Still, some critics worry about privacy. But state officials say it's anonymous and does not track anyone's actual location or keep personal data. The decision to download the app is also voluntary. The AP reports at least 3 other states do plan to launch similar apps in the near future. Instagram Reels has officially launched. It's a new video feature that makes part of Instagram pretty much identical to the TikTok app. It lets users create 15-second video clips, add some effects to them, and set them to music. If you want to try it out, just go to your Instagram camera and click the Reels option at the bottom of the screen. From there, you can record, edit, and share. All your so-called Reels, R-E-E-L-S, will live under a new tab on your profile, so they won't disappear after 24 hours like Instagram Stories do. Of course, TikTok is not too happy about this. In a blog last month, it called this a copycat product. But Facebook, who owns Instagram, says no two services are exactly the same, and this just gives people more choices. By the way, this all comes at a time when TikTok is continuing to face some controversy over its Chinese parent company, and Microsoft is in talks to buy parts of TikTok. So we'll be talking about all of this and whether TikTok is actually a threat in this weekend's special edition Saturday episode. Samsung unveiled its new phones, tablets, earbuds, and more. This was all part of its so-called Unpacked 2020 event yesterday, giving shoppers a look at what's to come. That includes 3 new smartphone models, the Note 20, Note 20 Ultra, and Samsung's foldable phone. They start at $1,000, and they come with upgrades from the last models, like bigger screens and powerful processors. Another big talker from the event, Galaxy's latest earbuds. They look like little lima beans, and they're designed to cancel out noise like cars, voices, and other background chatter. Some of the products are up for pre-order starting tomorrow. Golf's first major of the year is here. The PGA Championship gets underway in San Francisco today. It includes some of golf's biggest stars like Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, Brooks Koepka, and Justin Thomas. Of course, there won't be any fans there because of COVID-19, but people can still watch or stream it on ESPN. The championship starts this morning and wraps up Sunday. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, have you checked out the podcast Passport yet? Passport lets you travel the world from your living room, no mask needed. Every week, Passport takes you somewhere new in the world and shares the stories usually only the locals know. Recent episodes will clear up myths about Iran or tell you about the mysterious figure in Taiwan's food world. Go on a new journey with great music and incredible interviews every Tuesday. Just search Passport wherever you get your podcasts or find them at frequencymachine.com/passport. Okay, so today's thing to know is all about antibodies, what they are, and how they help the body fight off viruses like COVID-19. To keep it super simple, an antibody is a protein made by white blood cells. It's used to identify threats like bacteria, viruses, and parasites in the body. Once the antibodies do that, the rest of the immune system can start working to knock out those invaders. Of course, certain threats are more unique than others, so it can be hard for the body to make enough antibodies naturally if it's overwhelmed. Vaccines nudge the process along, helping the body make and preserve antibodies it needs. And that's your thing to know today. All right, thank you so much for listening. Before we go, you still have a chance to win $500. We teamed up with a few other podcasters to offer this to all of our listeners. Just text our special code word FLOWER to 22454. If you've already texted the other number I mentioned earlier this week, it's all good. You're set. You've been entered for a chance to win. But we did have to update that number for any new entries. So again, text the word FLOWER, FLOWER, to 22454 for a chance to win. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with your news roundup for Friday and the weekend. Until then, have a great day.